Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chris Jones, the Tribune theater critic at the Chicago Tribune, was on the CBS Evening News last night. Chris, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, John?
Good. Your family? I know you've got teenagers. Are they?
Yeah, they're going crazy. You know, their idea of fun is nowhere near me, so that's not ideal for them. But, you know, what can you say?
Are you and your wife good cop, bad cop? How are you managing that?
You know, we're just basically locking the door on them at this point. I mean, we started out subtle, but we've gotten pretty ruthless as time has gone on.
Had a conversation the other day. It's not why I called, Chris, but a parent was just at his wit's end, and his kid keeps driving off to go see the girlfriend, and he just did not physically know how to contain his 18-year-old.
Well, luckily, we had a very timely breakup right before this with our 16-year-old, so that's good. So, you know, I sympathize, but I'm also secretly glad.
So, I hope your kids aren't listening. You were never in love, Chris Jones!
I love it.
This is the Sadie Hawkins scene. What's the theater that I'm about to play it from, Chris?
This is the scene from last night. Is that what you got? Yeah. Yeah, that's from Theatre Wit, which is a little theatre on Belmont, and it's this play called Teenage Dick, and the Dick in the word is not the profanity, but it's the short version of Richard, because it's a version. It's like an updating of Richard III, Shakespeare's Richard III, set in a high school. So that's what you've got, I think.
Disabled couple.
That's fine.
You do know this Sadie Hawkins dance is where the girl asks the guy out. I am like the only girl who talks to you.
No, that's fine. I was actually thinking about going to Sadie Hawkins with Anne.
And Margaret?
Okay, now the reason I play that is just so you get a sense of how this is happening. It sounds a little off-mic'd. It doesn't sound like it's in a professional theater. How are they doing this play, Chris Jones?
So here's what they did at Theatre Wit. It was a clever idea, and they're doing really well. They've just extended it today, actually, for more weeks. So the idea is that you can stream the show, watch it on your computer, but that's fairly common these days. What they did that was kind of particularly cool is that it replicates the experience of going to the theater. So what that means is you buy a ticket in the normal way, which means they can pay their actors, which God knows is important right now. And then they send you a unique little code, and you watch it. And then you actually start out on the street in this video. You get welcomed into the lobby. You walk across the lobby. You walk past the sadly closed bar, John. Sadly,
oh, no.
Sadly closed. But anyway, we'll let that pass. You walk into the theater, and then you watch a performance of the show that was filmed actually the night before the theaters all closed down, which was around March the 12th, I think it was, something like that. And then you watch the show, and then at the end of it, you go into one of these Zoom, you know, rooms that we're all spending our days in, and there's a talkback with the actors and with the artists involved in the show. And they've had a hit with it. I mean, they've essentially been able to bring in the same amount of money that they would have been able to had they been doing the show live. And it feels about as close to going to the theater as you can get right now. So, you know, props to them for being kind of the first out of the gate on how to do this. And, you know, some people are letting streams show, things stream for free. Theatre Wit's been charging money, which I think is a good thing because a lot of people in Chicago are aware that all of our theaters are kind of falling apart right now, frankly, not to put too fine a point on it. And I'm worried that half of them are not going to survive this, frankly. So this is one way to sort of bring in some revenue in what's clearly a pretty rough time.
What was attendance like, do you know?
Well, you know, there's various unions involved because normally you can't do this. Normally you can't broadcast, you know, works on live theater. The playwright doesn't let you or the rights holders don't let you. So I think they're limiting it to about 100 people a night.
Oh.
But they've been selling out. So they've been selling out.
I got news for the unions, playwrights, and whoever has copyrights or dibs on that. Nobody's going to get paid if we don't put it online right now.
Well, exactly. I mean, exactly. I mean, this is the thing is that the theaters are all in this situation where they have no revenue. I mean, that's the reality. They have no revenue. Many of them have laid off an enormous number of staffers. You know, I hear all these stories of people losing jobs. I was talking to Kyle DeSantis, who's the guy that runs the Drury Lane Theater out in Oak Brook, and he was telling me, you know, frankly, through tears almost, that he had had to lay off people who'd worked for his family for half, you know, for much of their professional lives. And, you know, those theaters, that one, the one at the Marriott in Lincolnshire, those theaters go 52 weeks a year. They never close. I mean, I've been at this for 20 years. I've never known either of those theaters to close, you know. And here they are with no shows. And, of course, you know, they're hemorrhaging cash in many cases. Like, I was talking to Andrew Alexander, who runs Second City, you know, which is one of Chicago's most important institutions, at least in my mind. And, you know, he rents that massive space in Piper's Alley, which is in Old Town, and he has to pay rent. You know, he has to pay rent, and he has no ability to bring in money at the bar or at the tickets. So many of them are in this really tough spot right now, John.
I see the Broadway is going to stay closed now until June 9th. That just scrolled across my screen on CNN, Broadway, June 9th. So these guys then say, okay, we'll do it online. You gave it a review, right, of this online performance, this Zoom performance of the show. And you say it's sold out. I wonder if the people that are buying the tickets are deciding just to patronize the theater and keep them afloat, or if they're actually going there for a theatrical experience.
Well, I have in my life, people will come up to me sometimes and they'll say, oh, Chris Jones, you know, and they'll say, I'm really proud of all the theaters in Chicago. And I say to them, do you ever go? And they say, no, but I'm really proud that we have them. And I actually think that's a good thing. I think there's a lot of people who know that Chicago has this great, vibrant artistic community, and that they care about it. And a lot of people are willing to drop $20 to help a little outfit, you know, in a little storefront outfit, get through this. And I think that's a kind of a great thing. And I don't know that they really want to see the show. If, you know, is this going to blow your mind, this experience on your computer? No, it's not. It's not, you know, it's not as good as being in the theater. But it is something, and it's all part of our sort of, you know, it's a bit, to me, John, it's a bit like ordering takeout from the neighborhood restaurant. That on some levels, you know, you've got to keep these businesses going because they've been there for you when you've needed them, and, you know, now we have to be there for them when they need us.
That's Theater Wit. So if I want to find out more, buy tickets, see what the schedule is, theaterwit.com, something like that?
That's the one. Yeah, just go there, Google Theater Wit, it'll come up. You can also find some other shows that are streaming. I've been enjoying some of the stuff. You know, I'm a native Brit, as you know, and the National Theatre, which is in London, which normally charges a lot of money for this, is making lots of shows free at the moment on YouTube. So that's my other kind of go-to place. So they've got a new version of Jane Eyre that's starting tonight that I'm going to watch. The other thing going on, mentioning Second City, is that they're doing, like, online improv. So tomorrow night, they're going to have Colin Mockaby from Whose Line Is It Anyway is going to be improvising. So they're going to do some stuff online. So
check.
That's great, too.
Check. Oh, there we go.
Hold on a second. I keep forgetting to turn that one off. There you go. By the way, Chris, one other note about all of that. Your colleague at the Tribune, Mary Schmeek, wrote a piece about a woman out west whose poem kind of went viral. And, of course, Mary's a great poet herself, and props from Mary is really high praise. And so she just wrote about this poem and then printed the poem.
Yeah.
Well, now people have taken that poem, set it to music, and then you see across the screen all of these faces of people singing their parts, and it's this choral arrangement of this beautiful poem, and it just puts tears in your eyes when you hear it. You're seeing a lot of that sort of improvisational, you almost might call that a theater of sorts, popping up, and that does work.
I mean, I've been enjoying. There's been two I've been liking. There's been one which I believe originated in Australia, in New Zealand, I think, in Wellington, and it's called the Family Lockdown Boogie, and it's basically a nuclear family doing what they're calling the lockdown boogie, which is like a soul number, a boogie number all over the house, and that is great. And then there's a British family that did a version of Les Mis called One Day More, which is basically one day more here with my parents, you know, that kind of thing. Really funny. And I think some of that sort of amateur video content, it's keeping me going, stopping me from doing any work, frankly. So, you know, I'm all for that. I think that's a great thing, because, you know, it's really a portal to the world outside at this moment.
Think about that. I mean, yeah, it sounds so cliche, but it's affirming to know other people are in the same crap storm you're in, and they're trying to entertain themselves and you. It does connect us, doesn't it?
You know, I think so. And even outdoor, I don't know where I live. I live in Lakeview in the city, and I went out the other night. I took the dog out. It was late. It was probably around midnight, and I'm walking around my own neighborhood, and I found it disconcerting, John. It was so silent and so quiet as to be creepy. And I'm looking at the dog, and the dog's looking back at me, and I'm thinking, we don't want to be out here. So we turn around. The dog's already headed for home. We turn around, and we go home. And even the outdoors right now, you know, can feel a little disconcerting. So I think that's why some of this content does have value for people, you know.
Read Chris Jones in the Tribune. They have a paper version, but they also have a digital one, chicagotribune.com. If you don't already, today would be a good day to subscribe to a newspaper. Thank you, Chris Jones. Good to hear you, my friend.
We appreciate it, John. Thank you so much for having me on.
Stay well.